Hello.
Hi, is this Livia?
Yes, this is you speaking. Hello. Hello.
Hi, my name is Samantha. I'm calling you from Penguin Book Writers. I believe Ella must have told you about me.
Yes, Samantha, nice to meet you by voice.
Likewise, likewise. Thank you so much. I just wanted to have a quick conversation about the overall plan that we are working on in terms of the book. All right, so I'm going to take like 10 to 15 minutes of yours, if that's okay.
Yes, perfect. Please, yes.
Perfect. I'm so sorry, I'm not sure whether it's from your end or my end, but I can barely hear you.
Okay, let me put my volume the highest. Is this better?
Yes, much better. Thank you so much. Okay, before I begin, is Daniel with you?
No, actually, I want to meet him right now, and he is not going to be available. So everything will, I'm going to take note of it, and if we have any questions that we cannot decide right now, we will just leave it for later. But hopefully, I can decide everything.
Okay, all right. Sounds like a plan. Well, if I speak to you or him, it's the same thing, right? Since you both are working together on
Yes.
this. Okay, perfect,
Yes,
perfect.
definitely.
Okay, so I have a couple of questions before I can put out my thoughts, if that's okay with you. Can I ask you a couple of questions about the book?
Yes, please, definitely.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much for that. See, I like to get to know more about the author and about the book, the background story, before I can come up with a sound plan, you know, just to get a better understanding. So let me ask you this.
Yes.
How did you and Daniel come up with this plan, and what inspired you guys to initiate with this book?
Okay, so that the book, I started it on my own, and it's at the beginning of the book that you can find that if you want to read it. What inspired me was that I have suffered a lot with epilepsy all my life, and then I
I'm
just
so
thought that my
sorry.
life in general. Yes?
I'm saying I'm sorry to hear that. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, okay. So then once I married, which changed a lot my life to happiness, and my marriage was out of a lot of prayers and a lot of things that are written there in the book, I just thought everything was changing to better. So I started writing. And I thought I needed to write a memoir. So I began, but my writing was just based on the English that I had learned to be as a teacher. So my English is not very good as a writer. I'm just a good teacher of grammar and as a second language. Then as the years went by, I was able to get rid of my epilepsy with a brain surgery. And
Okay.
then my life then changed again. So first was like I had married and my life changed. Then my brain surgery and my life changed again. So I was sure I had to write that. Then I had children and my life changed a lot again. And with that, even though I had my life was much better and many things, it got worse after I had done my brain surgery because even though you would think that without epilepsy life is better, it got worse. So when I got into when I was a stay-at-home mother, a miracle happened that I found people who helped me to get into AA, which is what I write in the book about the angels. And those angels in my life started coming to me in the moment I began believing in God, and I didn't believe in God all the time of my life. And that's what I write in the book. So I call them angels because when I was a little girl that I didn't believe in God because my father told me that there was no God. I did believe in angels because my mother, who does believe in God, said, but at least you have to know that you have an angel, your guard angel. So it doesn't matter you don't believe in God. You have to pray to your guard angel to take care of you. So then, either way, I begin in AA, Alcoholic Anonymous, and that's where I meet Daniel. And Daniel, when I am in AA trying to stop drinking, because I have three children that I know I have to be responsible with, Daniel says, hey, your story about your life is incredible. We should write a book. And I said, well, sure, but I have like 500 pages written already if you want to see them. And then he saw my book, that I all my documents, and he said, well, let's fix them. And then, thanks to him, we edited everything, and he said, well, half of this is sort of garbage. Let's rewrite it. And in the past 2 years, we have been rewriting my book until we figured out an excellent, according to him and other professors, who I also mentioned, and that's how the book came out.
Okay, yes. That is amazing. I have another quick question. How did you meet Daniel?
In AA.
Okay, and that's when he decided to help you out with your book, right?
Yes, yes.
That is wonderful, and it's amazing how you can, you know, create a special bond with someone through a mutual interest or through a mutual link, you know. And I'm sure you must be very glad to actually interact or meet Daniel, right, in terms of helping you out.
Yes, that's what the book is about, the interaction with all the people who have helped me along my life, and I call them angels. Mm-hmm. And that's what the book is about. Yeah.
Absolutely. I am so excited to read your book. I mean, you haven't sent us the manuscript yet. Why not?
Yes, I did. I did.
You sent it?
I did send it. Yes, I did.
Okay, this is weird because when I am looking at the emails, I cannot find the manuscript anywhere. Did you send it to LR via email?
Well, I was on the website that she sent me, but I can send it to Ella right now.
Yes, please. I would truly appreciate if you can share the manuscript with me. That way it's going to give me a better understanding. You know, I can read the book and review things from there. Okay, so...
I was expecting that for right now the book was already read. I sent it since the beginning of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
All right, so let me ask you this. I see that the package includes the manuscript editing and formatting as well. So do you think that is required, or according to you, it's the final file?
It is a final file because we already edited, but I did say that what I need was the editing of the pictures that I sent.
Okay. All right, well, we can look into that, editing of the pictures, and if you like, we can actually provide you an editorial report or an evaluation of the complete manuscript. See what other people think about the book and look at the recommendations and suggestions that they feel are needed to improve the book. If it makes sense to you, then maybe we can make some changes, of course, after your approval. If not, then we can skip that part altogether. How does that sound to you?
Okay. Okay, very good. So right now I am I'm trying to send it right now to Lella again.
Mm-hmm. Can you keep my email as well in the
sure.
in that? Yeah.
And if you want to, let me see, yours is what? What's your email address?
My email address is Samantha, that is S as in Sierra, A as in Alpha, M as in Mary, A as in Alpha, N as in November, T as in Tango, H as in Harry, A as in Alpha. So that's Samantha dot Hayes, I'm going to spell that out, H as in Harry, A as in Alpha, Y as in Yankee, E as in Echo, S as in Sierra, at Penguin Book Writers.com. So it's Samantha.Hayes at PenguinBookWriters.com. You got that?
Yep. Now let me send this. Let's see. There we go, desktop. Okay. It's at the desktop, so I'm going to send it to both of you. Give me one second, please. Let me see if I have internet here at church, because I am, there's a presentation of my daughter here. She's acting Cinderella, and so that's going to start like in half hour. So we are at church right now. I'm in the office at church, so I need internet here. Let me make sure I have the correct. Okay. Now no email. Two.
Is it sent?
Not yet. I'm going to type in your address on Amazon.
Okay.
Oh, I see. Samantha Hayes, but is it with K-H?
That's with K-H. T-H. T as in tango, H as in Harry. Do you want me to send you an email first?
No, that's fine. I had your email address wrong. It says Samantha Hayes, not Faye. So is it Samantha period T-H-A-Y-E-S?
H-A-Y-E-S. It should be that. I think Ella has kept me in some of your emails. Let me check.
Okay, so it is period, Samantha period, H-A-Y-E-S?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, okay, so then I do have you. I thought it was with period K-H, not you. No? Okay. Then I do have you there. Then Ella.
Mm-hmm.
Ella. Mm-hmm. Tell me if you get this. I'm just checking. Tell me if you get this, please.
Let me see. Okay. Ella has sent you an email today. Yes, Ella has sent you an email today itself. Yeah, I got it. I got your email.
Yeah, the one checking? Okay.
Yeah,
well, then I'm good. I'll do it again with the... Okay, then Ella and Samantha. Okay, good. I did have it. Okay, now I'm going to insert file. Life comes as a okay, and it's not that. Okay, you should.
Is it sent?
Mm-hmm, sent.
Okay, let me check really quickly.
I guess I didn't write the script, but what else did
okay, I am just refreshing my email account to see if I got anything. One more question I have for you. What about the book cover? Have you thought of the book cover?
Yes.
Any
the
concept?
Book cover is at the end. It's at the end. Right now you will open that and you will see it at the end.
Okay, perfect. So the book cover is ready as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, that sounds great. Good to know. Once you send me all the stuff, I'm going to sit down with the team, and I will be evaluating the complete book. And then the team and I will come up with recommendations and suggestions. We'll present an editorial report to you, okay? Based on
and
that,
actually,
you can make your decision.
You know what else I have to send you? Is Ella didn't receive the first one. I have to send you the pictures.
Okay.
Because
picture
received
or yeah, go ahead.
I have to send you again the pictures. Okay.
Which picture is that?
Did you get the email or not?
Yes, I got the email, and I see that's the manuscript. So you're going to be sending me the book cover and the picture that you're talking about.
The book cover is at the end of the manuscript.
Oh, the book
so
cover is
the
at the end. Okay. Let me
just
open this up.
Mm-hmm. But the pictures are up. I will send you pictures now.
Okay, I have opened up the draft here, and I see that your manuscript is formatted into an 8.5 by 11 trim size. That's going to be too big for a memoir or an autobiography, don't you think? It should be.
Well, you can do whatever you want with it. Yeah.
Okay. The formatting needs to be done in the book. Okay. So that's one thing that I noticed so far. The trim size needs to be revised. That means we will have to resize the entire book and format it according to the 6x9 format. 6x9 is the standard format. Okay.
6x9, so that would be the size of the book?
Yes, 6x9 will be the size of the book. It would be a little bigger than a pocketbook, like the standard size of a novel, you know? Have you seen that? It's a little bigger than your hand. That would be the appropriate size for this particular book. Right now, it's in the trim size for this is 8.5 by 11, which is a bigger page than an A4. Okay, so that this trim size is usually preferable for academic books. You know, you get like accounting, maths books. Those books are large, big. So it's not fitting in your genre. That's one thing that we need to edit. The table of contents is missing. The copyrights page is missing from here. Have you copyrighted your work yet?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, I did.
And what about the ISBN and barcodes? Have you gotten those as well?
I did not do that. I am not sure if it included that. I did the copyright. I paid for that. I don't know if I paid for ISBN.
Okay, all right. Well, you need to confirm if the ISBN and barcodes is something that you have taken care of already or not, all right? Because we're going to be needing these two things at the time of publication.
I don't think I did the ISBN and the barcode.
No, okay,
I
then.
Don't have the ISBN.
Understood. Don't worry. I will help you out with that, all right? So let me note it down.
Yes.
ISBN and barcode, we need to figure that out together. Okay, back to the manuscript. I already told you that the formatting and the trim size, that needs to change. Table of contents need to be included. And, okay, Lavere, there's going to be a problem. Let me tell you that up front. Now, see, the standard size that I'm telling you about, the trim size 6x9, if we convert this book to a 6x9 standard format, which is highly recommended, the book will end up being very long because the page count will be double. It's going to go up to somewhere around 400 pages. So there
that's
are.
Okay.
That's okay?
Yeah.
Okay, well, usually. Yes. Usually we recommend the customers in this particular situation to break the book into two volume or in a two book series, because it is always preferred for a self-help or an autobiography to land somewhere around 150 to 200 pages. Otherwise, it gets dragged on. But we can proceed with 400 pages too. It's completely up to you. What are your thoughts?
That's fine. What I am more concerned about is the size of the letters. All people, most of the people, we all wear glasses, and I don't want the font to be smaller than 12. What's the size of the font?
Yes, then in that scenario, we should go with the trim size 6x9. Then we can use a font which is 12 points maybe. Currently, I see that the font size in your manuscript, it's at 11 on
yes.
this huge page. Yes, so
seven.
We can,
seven.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So would it be how many pages?
It's going to go up to 400 pages.
Well, that's fine.
Okay,
I mean, that makes it a better.
All right, that sounds good to me. Then we will reformat the book. Oh, I see that you have attached the cover at the end of it. Okay,
yes.
That looks good. But it can be professionally done.
Okay.
Is this something that somebody did for you? I mean, did someone professionally create this? You created that. Impressive. Okay.
Because the picture is a picture from the condo from my co-author, Dan. And he likes sending me every night a picture
mm-hmm.
from his place.
That is beautiful.
So he likes sending me a picture. And so that is a very meaningful thing. And life comes as the wind blows. That
mm-hmm.
is a picture of wind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What I was trying to do to that picture was to make it more clear, a lighter
mm-hmm.
color. That thing with a lighter, with not as dark. So
yes.
if you could edit it to make it lighter colors. That would be the best.
Perfect. I was going to say the same thing. You know, we can stick to the same concept, but have this edited, and I can send you a more professional format of it, okay? We'll use the same picture. Of course, the information will stay the same, but the concept will be portrayed a little different and more professional. I'm sure you're going to love it, okay? So I am including here book cover, minor adjustments. Yeah, it's going to be minor, right? You don't need any new concept, correct?
Yes, no, and I left there a picture of it by itself, just without putting all the information, just a plain picture. If you
I
see it,
it's
there.
There. Yes.
So you could use it if you needed it.
Right, and I also see that you have included the content of the blurb right before the picture.
Yes.
Do you have any, yes, so that's good to go. This would go on the back cover of the book. I see that there's no back cover for the book, so we'll create that for you, okay?
Yes, I do, yes, as you wish, yes. Yeah, whatever is best. As back cover, I was going to do the plain picture.
Yeah, I'm going to try and have a picture that matches with the front cover theme, and we will send that to you, and then you can decide, okay?
Okay. And
okay.
Now let me see. I have good. Yep.
All right.
So I just sent other pictures.
Okay.
At the beginning of the book, I have a prayer, which is the angel's prayer, which is in the first or the second page.
And that page, you can see an angel, which is an angel that used to be in the back of my bed. That angel is something made out of copper that is there. It's a small 2-inch by 2-inch thing, and the green. So I don't think that would be, it is wrong to use that angel somehow, if you wish, on the book, if you need it, if you want to, as a picture or whatever. Another thing I wanted to request was if it is possible to put the title of the each what do we have in the index? Each I'm forgetting the words. Each,
chapter.
Chapter. The name of each chapter, either at the bottom or at the, because you see, I have problems with memory, which is what the surgery was of, taking part of my. So, I need, as a reader, I need to see the name of the chapter each time I read a page. If I don't see the name of the chapter, I forget what chapter I'm in. And I sometimes read each page three times. So this book is for the epileptic person, which I was, as much as for the person who had the brain surgery like I did and doesn't have memory, don't. So as a thing to do for a handicapped person like I am, I would appreciate the name of the title in each page. Is that possible?
Yes, of course. See, what we can do is that we can include the name of the title maybe in the header or the footer. That way, every page will have the title of each chapter. Okay?
Thank you. Yes, that is so important for me as a reader. Yes, that is for me very important. Now, the other question is the acknowledgement. Acknowledgements usually are at the back of the book, of the books. I put them at the front of the book because for me they are very important.
Yes.
Is there a way or another title for the acknowledgments that we can use?
I'm not sure I understood your question. I think that the placement of the acknowledgement in the beginning of the book, that is perfect.
Okay, then we're good there. Acknowledgement at the beginning is okay. Then what else was I going to say? I think up to there I'm good. Now, when can we...
I'm sorry, you're breaking off.
No, the next meeting to see the website ready.
I'm sorry?
No, the next, when will we meet again?
Okay, I think we have a bad connection, Lavier. Let me call you back from my cell number, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Calling.